I want to thank everyone for being so prompt. I told the people at Really a Matter, I said the most difficult job we have is to get this rowdy crowd to behave, but you surprised me. Keep it up, you know. Listen, this is a very special time for me personally to welcome everyone. As it says there, this is the 20th time that we have met in Princeton, not all 20 times here at the foundation. I've lost track of the exact number here. Is there anybody in the room other than me that's been here for all 20 times? Anybody? How many have been at least 15 times? In reverse, how many of this is the first one they've ever been to? We have a few. So just let me give you just 1 minute of history and to thank two people in particular for this. This effort, this Princeton conference started in 1993 during the height of the Clinton health reform, when my good friend Uwe Reinhardt and May Reinhardt said, you know, wouldn't it be a good idea to sort of bring together many of the people who have been working hard on it, some of whom are a little critical, some of whom are clearly very supportive, and have a conference on the Clinton health plan, which was pretty much done, but not completely. And so with the help of the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, financially, and others, we held the first conference at the Woodrow Wilson School in Princeton. So the first person that really made this go was Uwe and his wife May, which I don't know if they're here yet, but we will see them as he probably flies in from some place in the world. The second person who actually really made this go, Nancy is here, right? Nancy, I think I saw Nancy. Nancy Brand at back. Nancy, worked with Uwe to make it go, which was critical, but what was really, for me personally, was her commitment to create the council on the economics of the healthcare system, and to help support it, and then to sort of merge the council's activities. Can you remember back that far, Nancy? So I want to personally thank her, not only for the generosity that came from the foundation, but for the intellectual stimulation that got us going, and then the partnership that developed just continued on for, I don't know, 12, 13 years. And then, like you do with your children, you decide that at some point they should learn how to swim. So they drop the Princeton conference in the middle of the lake, and then they said, okay, it's time to swim, and to get support from others to join us. And there was a bit of a panic, at least on my part, but I've been so pleased, and you see here the list of the sponsors of this 20th Congress. For several of you were here at the what was supposed to be the final conference 2 years ago. So every year we have a final conference, and I'm and then I'm easily persuaded. And so now I want to thank two more people who really pushed us and the first person is Karen Feinstein. Where's Karen? There's Karen in the back. Karen came to me as I was making this tearful goodbye, and she said, forget it. Forget it. I was like, you're not ending this conference. We're going to go on, and you're going to continue to be responsible for it. And came right back with a 3-year grant from the Jewish Healthcare Foundation of Pittsburgh to move us forward, and then right with her, a step behind, but clearly right there, was the Kaiser Healthcare System and Ray Baxter and Murray Ross that said, we will help support it as well. And so thank you all. And then the other sponsors joined in, and here we are. This has been a lot of work to get this done, as you imagine. And we have a new team from Brandeis, and you'll see them outside, and please say hello. They're a great group. So that's what it's all to be. Just one more thing, and then I would like Risa to say a word. Very informal, if for those of you who sleep with your ties on, whatever, I can't change you, but you don't have to wear them if you don't want to. Mainly the effort here is for interaction. Every one of you is an expert in the fields in which we're going to be talking about. We've randomly selected a few when we call them the speakers, but it's really a random process. We could have had anybody. So we've asked the speakers to be brief so that we have maximum time for discussion, and the chair will try to do that. And then I looked around Brandeis, and I found the toughest graduate student I could find, the one who is unsparing, and I can tell you that because she has driven me crazy. She runs my classes and tells me where I go, what I do, when I say it. So I have no hesitation about asking Jenna to be responsible for the time. You will, for those of you who are speakers, you will be told, you have 5 minutes, you have 2 minutes, you're gone. And all of a sudden, the voice thing will stop and all kind of bad things will happen to you. So you better listen to Jenna. So thank you. All right. With that, I'm going to ask Risa if she would say a few words from the foundation, which has been a partner in this effort from the beginning. And Risa, I want to thank you and the foundation for all you've done for us.
I'm very mindful of the fact that I'm between you and the start of the really substantive part of the conference, so I mostly just want to reflect on what Stuart said, what makes the conference great. People that are a little bit critical, supportive, but passionate about the issue. And I think year after year that comes through as we have substantive conversations that, thanks to Stuart and his staff, are always focused on the important issues of the day. And it's amazing to me how year after year, when you look at the agenda, they're the important things for us to have some dialogue in a very safe and hopefully environment where you feel like you can bring new ideas to the floor. So that's the goal. We are always business casual in all the federation, so please, all these suits and ties are making me. I feel like it's a board meeting. It's just in suits and ties, so relax. And then finally, I really hope that you will help us at the foundation think about some of the things that are top of mind for us at this point. Many of you know from the outreach that we've done that we're in the process of a strategic planning exercise where we're asking ourselves, given this moment in history where we have a new emphasis on reducing spending, perhaps more intensive than we've ever had in the past, we have new precedents that have been set by the Affordable Care Act, and in a lot of ways a new commitment to population health and prevention. What are some of the things that we as a nation need to think about and, more importantly, do differently going forward? And it seems to me that this conference sets the stage beautifully for that kind of a discussion. So we're going to be listening for that. And again, thank you, Stuart. And mostly, thank you to the people that are going to present and to all of the other sponsors. It's always stronger when there are more people putting their shoulder to the wheel. So thank you to all of you and all of the other presenters and sponsors. Okay, let's have fun.